Blog Talk Radio.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family. Country with two children, maybe three. I tell you, I can visualize it all. This couldn't be a dream, for to real it all seems. But it was just my imagination once again running away with me. Tell you it was just my imagination running away with me.
Every night on my knees I pray,
dear Lord,
hear my plea. Don't ever let another take her love from me, or I will surely die.
Her love is
heavenly. When her arms enfold me, I hear a tender rhapsody. But in reality, she doesn't even know me.
Just my imagination.
Once again, running away with me. Oh, tell you it was
just my imagination. Running away with me.
I never met her, but I can't forget her.
Just my imagination.
Ooh, yeah.
Running away with me.
Ooh,
just my imagination. Running.
Ooh. You surely must know Magic Girl, 'cause you changed my life.
Ooh.
It was dull and ordinary, you made it sunny and bright.
Ooh.
Now I was blessed the day I found you. Gonna build my whole world around you.
You're everything, good girl,
and you're all that matters to me. When my way was dark and troubles were near, your love provided the light so I could see, girl. Just know when your love was near, when times were bad, kept the world from closing in on me, girl. I was blessed the day I found you.
You're part of every thought I think each day. Your name is in every phrase my lips say. Every dream I dream is about you. Honey, I couldn't live without you.
Baby,
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 baby, baby, you're my everything.
You're my
everything.
Yes, you are. You're my everything, girl.
You're the girl I sing about in every love song I sing.
You're my everything, girl.
You're my winter, baby. The day I found you, gonna build my whole
world around you.
You're everything, good girl, and you're all that matters to me. You're my everything.
You're my everything.
You're my everything.
You're my everything. Yes, you are. You're my everything, girl.
You're my everything.
You're my everything. Yes, you are. You're my everything, girl.
You're my everything.
You're my everything.
You're my everything.
You're my everything.
My eye hubcap and better love. You are listening to the original Leads of the Temptation. They're at the Mound Table with Eric L. and me, Beverly. And this is 11-11 night. We open up those portals with love, tones, and vibrations. So, Eric, how are you doing this evening?
Babe, you set the tone. I'm ready to go. I don't even want to waste the energy by talking. Let's get it on. Let's do it. I love it.
And, you know, we had talked about with Dr. X, you know, we focusing on the venom that they are giving people, and you know it's dealing with tones and things like that. And so we got this portal night tonight, where a lot of portals are opening up. And so our portals here on Truth to Power, we're gonna open up the tones with these love vibrations. So we're going to deal with venom. And let's put some more tones.
Deal with it, babe. Deal with it.
We're going to deal with them. Yes, yes. Okay, let's see what we got going on here.
Big up, family, worldwide. Big up. Beautiful night tonight, yes. Wherever you are. Hope everybody's doing well.
You say, what can make me feel good? there's plenty of light.
Oh, a new
day is dawning, sunny and bright.
Oh,
but after I've been crying all night, the sun is cold and the new day seems old. Since I lost my baby. Children are playing, there's plenty of work, and the bosses are paying. Not a bad word should a young heart be saying.
What fun is a fool,
and what money a fool.
The temptation you're talking about, love energy. I mean, they don't write the songs like that anymore. If you didn't want to fall in love, those tunes and sounds would definitely make you fall in love.
a lot of the majority of the world. Mm-hmm. A lot of the world got populated on these vibes.
Oh yes, and that's what it's about. They trying to depopulate us. These are the vibes that we need to be vibing on, so we can be populated.
Yeah, that's right, babe. It's really a war to keep your to keep your masculinity and your femininity. Without mixing them up, it's serious too, man. They not playing at all. So you know, for me, I'm very cautious of what I eat and what I think about and what I drink. That's the foundation, you know. Yeah.
So this is like, you know, you got the positives and the negative. And, you know, this looks like it's how you look at it. I always say, you know, it's different angles to look at things. So, you know, some people look at this as this is a bad time. And some people, like Wes, say this is a great time to be alive, to be able to be a part of this and to witness this and to be part of this shift that is going on. Some people say we skip the fifth dimension. Some people are in the fifth, third, fourth dimension. But really, we up in the 9, 12 dimensions. I mean, we zoom in through here quickly. We developing quickly.
Zoom, zoom. Hey, the Commodores made a song about that. Zoom, zoom.
Yes.
That's right. And Bev, I'm still vibing on the Kalindi. I'm still on that Kalindi energy. I'm still on it. And not only that, you know, the mushrooms give you a deep elemental transmission because it's inner earth information, you know, and cosmic at the same time. So I reached out to some people that used to chill with Kalindi. And we're going to try to bring them on. And so, you know, we can continue this journey through these elemental worlds and deal with ourselves, you know, from in how they talk about the comic book connection that goes along with the, you know, the different plant medicines and the different cultural rituals of the, you know, indigenous peoples around the globe, you know, how they use plants and mushrooms to communicate with otherworldly, you know, beings and stuff. So we're going to get into it and bring some people that's into it, you know, really into it, that travel with Kalindi, you know, and they comic book specialist, you know, So I'm setting that up.
And it's no coincidence that they call comic books comic. I mean, that if that's not coming from the cosmos, I mean, where you find a comic at? You find that in the... You know, it's in the galaxies there. So where else will it be at? That's just appropriate.
You over there.
A lot
in the,
going on.
It is absolutely always, babe, always. And that's what I'm saying about being centered, having a room for meditation, having a place where you can ionize yourself back up, you know, near a waterfall or some moving water or a tree, you know. And there's a documentary called Baraka. And it's just a visual, Baraka. And it's just a visual. It's no words. It's just visuals and music, and it's a part in there. They show this monk. He walking in the city of New York, and he walking amongst thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But he have a bell, and he clicking this bell, and he on point with the bell. He only click it two times, and he only take maybe a step every. I want to say 15 seconds, like he really just taking his time while everybody walking fast, zooming past him, you know, nobody's touching him, knocking him over. You know, he in his monk garment, and somebody caught it on film, and they put this in a documentary. Man, the film is mind-blowing. It's powerful. It's B-A-R-A-K-A, Baraka.
Okay.
Which means blessings, yeah. It's powerful. Anybody who check it out, they show it at universities.
Yeah.
It'll be really powerful for the children to see it in bunches. Like you get a bunch of children together, 20, 30, they can all watch it and everybody will be mesmerized. Nobody will be talking. They'll be glued to the sounds of the music and the pictures and the video.
Wow. Now
it's powerful.
That's what you call, when people say they in their zone, that's what you call being in your zone. He was definitely in his
own. Absolutely. And that's exactly. And the first scene is some monkeys in the mountains of Nepal in a hot springs just chilling. You know what I mean? I mean, it's powerful. There ain't no words. And the music that they play to the scenery is right on point. So, yeah, producer is Ron Frick. He made a couple of other ones, but what he did, he just combined all his other films together and put this one together. It's called Baraka. It's real powerful. It's powerful.
Okay.
That's all I could say.
Yeah, I'm going to look at that. Yes, that's good. I'm going to look at that. So what else is going on in this? I look at this time that we are in. It's magical. You know, I'm not looking at it. Some people that are looking at it as warful, you know, being that war energy. But I'm looking at it as the magic because you're starting to see people that's, you know, they really becoming magical. They discovering magical. And I'm just, you know, you seeing people, as they say, waking up and things. And it's, that's magical right there. And just be able to believe and understand that you have certain powers and to tap into them, that is magic.
Beverly.
What they call
miracles. You just just like last night, Rob was saying, stay out of my notes, Beverly. Here you go again.
Okay.
Bev, you just said it's war, right?
Uh-huh.
It's war. And we had the lead singer of the band War, Howard Scott, on right here on Truth of Power, telling us the story about him playing with Jimi Hendrix for the last time Jimi Hendrix ever played on stage.
Yes.
At Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in England. In a packed house. Jimi Hendrix. War. Hey, come on now. And you just spoke about how magical the time that we in and how people are really tapping into the magic. Okay, Bev, just today I read a story about Eddie Kendricks, and then I went and seen the video of the interview by a man named Al Cooper. People can check this out. Al, A-L, and his last name Cooper, K-O-O-P-E-R, Al Cooper, and his experience with Jimi Hendrix and how Jimi Hendrix had to talk him into taking this guitar. The man wouldn't take it because he said, man, there ain't no way I could take a legend's guitar. It's unacceptable. I can't do that. And Jimmy had to just give it to his stage manager and take it to the man's room and just give it to him. And finally he said, and he accepted it. 22 years later, so many people were trying to break in the man's house to get that guitar, he ended up selling it for $100,000. And he talked about it on the interview.
Wow.
His name is Al Cooper. Y'all just look up Al Cooper interview about Jimi Hendrix. And he talked about how when he gave him that guitar, he didn't know how to play it because Jimi Hendrix turned the strings upside down, you know, because he played left-handed.
Really?
And you know, Jimi Hendrix's first professional guitar was given to him by the Isley Brothers. He lived with the Isley Brothers for 6 months, and they used to jam Who's That Lady
that.
Together.
Yeah.
That's where one of the Isley got that. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Gave him a guitar. Now, I didn't know they had gave him a guitar. I heard that he had lived with them for a minute, but that's where he got his first guitar, huh?
I think he's not as good.
He's not as magical as who are we talking about? Kendrick. What's the first name? I'm getting one of those moments. The good part.
Who are you talking about? The Isley Brothers?
No,
Ronald
Isley. I'm talking about the one. Not the one that stayed with them. Well, who are we talking about?
Oh, Jimi Hendrix.
The guitar. Yes, thank you.
Jimi Hendrix.
Thank you. I had a senior moment. Yes.
That's okay.
The Isley brother, he's not as good as Hendrix, but he's for him. He can really, really play that guitar.
Bev, when he was 11 years old, Jimi Hendrix was sitting on the couch between his two brothers. And they was talking, and they watched on the Ed Sullivan show, they watched the Beatles do two of their songs, Shout and Twist and Shout, right? The Beatles opened up on Ed Sullivan doing the Isley Brothers song. So then after the show, they sit on the couch having a discussion. This was young Isley telling he had 11 years old, telling the story what he seen, Jimi Hendrix and his two brothers discussing how this could be big for them. You know what I mean? Because the Beatles just changed everything. You know, they just came with a crossover from a rock and roll kind of that young sound that the Beatles had, and they playing some Isley Brothers music.
Right.
And so after that, let's see, who was the piano player? Elton John came and auditioned. He wanted to do the same thing. So he went straight to the Isley Brothers to audition for them, and you know. They said he didn't make the cut, but we're gonna do the Isley Brothers coming up. We're gonna do the Isley Brothers and the Gap Band. They're coming up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
Listen to Al Cooper talk about the magic of Jimi Hendrix's guitar. The magic that he said, man, it's a piece of wood and some metal strings. He said he didn't realize how magical that could be until Jimi Hendrix gave him a guitar. And he have a food that when they go out to restaurant and eat, and at home when he and his wife asked him, "What do you want for dinner tonight?" He said, "Jimi Hendrix." And his wife know exactly what he's talking about. So he even named, you know, his foods and stuff after, you know, that meeting with Jimi Hendrix. He gave him his guitar.
Wow, that was
He said
powerful.
Jimmy was like that, man. Jimi Hendrix caught him looking at his guitar, and Jimi Hendrix asked him, "Man, do you want that?" You know, that's when he told him, "No, man, I can't accept this, man." You know what I mean? So, yeah, he ended up getting it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow. Sold it for $100,000. He said he needed that money, too. He said, man, people was breaking in his house trying to get the guitar. He said it ain't worth it, so he just sold it for $100,000. He said he needed that money at the time, too. He was living in San Francisco, California.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to look at that.
Yeah,
well,
right. I don't mean to hold up the vibe. Let's keep it moving.
No, that's what we want to do. We want to talk a little bit, and we want to put these tones on here. So let's see what we got next. Where am I at?
Children are playing, there's plenty of work, and the bosses are paying. Not a bad word should a young heart be saying. What fun is a fool, and what money a fool. Thank you.
Temptation is growing, and we are playing those love vibes, and we are also looking at the magic from the Temptations, because that was definitely, that magic was like a magic carpet ride. It went all over the world. And
even the other planets.
Yes, it did.
That was fire right there, man. Boy, David Ruffin, he just be coming in like, roar. You know what I mean? He just, boy, he be feeling it, boy, down in his gut. He be, man, boy, that's fire. Hey, babe, I got an interesting thing I want to drop before we go to the next
section.
Go ahead. I want to talk about these three lead singer of the Temptations' birthday, which was the first lead singer was Eddie Kendricks. His birthday was December the 17th, born 1939. And then you have David Ruffin, born January the 18th. And that man, you know, that's that number 18. Yeah. Actually, that's it's an 18 tonight. I will explain that later on. It's an 81 tonight.
Okay.
That's a 1941, January 18th, 1941. I guess that make him a Capricorn, huh? And then February the 3rd, 1943, is Dennis Edwards. So they have December, January, and February, the lead singers of the Temptations throughout the generations.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. December, January, and February. Eddie Kendricks being 1939, being the oldest. So, yeah,
okay,
man,
wow.
I'm interested, you know. Yeah, yeah,
and
super interesting.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just...
Go ahead,
Ben. If you add Eddie, this is his birthday, not the year. He's 11. And we on 11 night tonight.
Yeah, you know, who is that? Who, Eddie Kendricks? Yeah, December 17th.
Yeah.
11 is, if you write down the word 11, you will see that, L is the number 8, E is 5, and L is 12. And then the word even, E-V-E-N, is 1.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an 8 and a 1.
That's that. Wow.
It's really, or it's really 9-11. 9-11. Exactly.
9-11.
Yeah, we talked about this before. It's that trickeration. If you can get past somebody's trickeration with the circuits of your mind, it'll. That's why people call 11 a portal, because it really is, Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tricky. You know what I mean? It's a lot of trickeration. So just like when you go to a 7-Eleven store, you know, 7-Eleven, you know, you're still looking at 9-Eleven. They're showing you 9-Eleven. And how you get to 7 is the word 1, O-N-E. O-N-E gives you the number 7. So when you're looking at the number 1, you can transfer the number 1 to the number 7, because O-N-E is 7.
Okay.
7 is the number 20. And then 7 is a 20. So, man, this is called apprenticeship, Randy. You catch up with these. You catch up with these little steps, and then, you know, things will start to click. Your mind loves these puzzles.
Yeah.
Your mind loves to climb ladders. Your energy from your spine down at the lower, you know, in the dungeon, you know, they like to find their way to the light. They like to climb stairs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, get it in, y'all.
That,
it's all a numbers game. Go ahead.
Is that why your DNA looks like a ladder? That's the
And actually, Ben, we talk about that golden mean ratio. You know, it's that sequencing, you know, you're going up in a cascade of a 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13. You know, you count to the next natural number to the next natural number.
Okay.
You see, and it's branching. And
right.
It's like every tree does it. The Sufis, when Sufis do a whirling dervishes, when they do a dervish, you know, that's what they're doing. They're connecting to that connectivity of that Milky Way galaxy, spiral, seashell, you know. Brother D talked about it with the spirals in his hair, you know. Not anybody could cut his hair. Because of the spirals in it, you know, the difficult mathematic angles. So, yeah, you know, every man should know himself, you know, because you're not just from here. You're just visiting in a short time, and you have a spacesuit that you have to kind of maintenance like a car. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you
got to
put certain things in it.
Yeah,
you know, and if you have the kind of solar car where you could just live off the sun, then you roll like that. You know, that's your style car. You know, it's all different kind types of cars. That's how you look at it. And make sure you stay in your lane. I'm telling you, man, people drive. Y'all seen them brothers with them cars, got them long spokes stick out. Look like can openers.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you're not going to get too close either.
Yes, stay in your lane. I try my best. Sometimes I get out of my lane and I get, you know what I mean? I get myself scraped up. So it's a reminder to myself. That's all. I'm thinking out loud. So, yeah, Bev, yeah, thank you for these type of nights. You know, it's the tones and the vibrations are so important. We talk about them, but it's good that we display them, that we feel them, we talk about them, you know. There's a lot going on, you know. The other side of these three gentlemen will be Drake and Travis Scott and who else is involved? And Kanye West.
Six.
Yeah, no, Kanye West.
Okay.
Kanye West, them three specifically.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, so, you know,
So am I
go ahead.
Getting old? Because I remember when I, back in the day when I was younger, and then I would be like, okay, my mother and their music, you know, I just wasn't vibing with it. And like Travis Scott and Nas X, and I'm just not vibing with that the tone. I mean, it just, and so I'm like, okay, is this the tone, that low vibration that they got going on, or is it just me getting old and just liking the old tone that I was brought up in?
Yeah, Bev, I can't tell you nothing about it, because I just live near Mexico, where Travis Scott is huge. Abraham, Travis Scott, and for people who don't know, Houston ride hard with their artists. Man, if you come from Houston and you born and raised down here in the ward in Houston, man, they people roll hard with you, man. That's why people was going so hard for George Floyd, you know, no matter what, regardless, you know, looking at his life or whatever. People just roll hard with him, die hard. So that's the way, just, you know, that's how we, that's just the way people are, and they, you know, where they from. So anyway, he used out here, Bear, because he got an international audience. All these young children out here love his music. They love his Astroworld theme. And so, you know, apparently he hooked up with Drake, and they did a couple of songs, which became used. So they had already been doing, I guess, a tour already, and you know, they was there. That's their theme, is to hype it up, you know, get hype. And so I don't know, man. It's a sensitive situation. There's a lot of info, of course. You know, I always do the numbers, and it's something to look at. But I'll let people investigate on their own. I won't mention it because of where my locality and the sensitivity of the situation of what happened. And it's still lingering, still investigating. So I won't talk on it because of that. You know what I mean? It's too sensitive, and it's not – yeah, I don't know all the details and everything. I wasn't there, but I just know that y'all can best believe that, you know, it's the usual. It's the usual. Mm. Trust me, it's the usual. It's been, you know, like I said, you can go back to Do the Right Thing. The movie Do the Right Thing, babe, that's what I could say.
Right.
That movie Do the Right Thing, right. That character Smiley, Malcolm, Martin, yeah, that's what you, that's it. That's the key right there. Malcolm, Martin, Smiley. He the key to the whole movie. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I just say I have to look at that
the
movie
number
again. I can't.
Well, when you look at the movie, focus on the number one and the number eight. The whole movie is based on the number one and the number eight. And Venom. Venom is the number one with the word in the middle backwards. The number one, the word one in the middle of Venom. And then the V and the M is 44, which give you eight. Kanye West's album was 1 hour, 44 minutes. Donda.
Mm.
So, you know, this all is like, you know what it is. When you do numbers, it comes clear. So, you know, I'm not going to speak on it, though, man, because, like I said, the sensitivity of it and the, you know, different people. Yeah, it's a sensitive situation because of all the things that occurred during it and the things that still coming out, man. It's so deep, man. It's unbelievable. It's really one of them. Let's go back to some Temptations or something. Be able to do something. It's really
okay,
deep.
So,
these people are weird, man.
Right.
We live in a weird place, man. Y'all guard yourself, man. People are weird. Don't go to no huge, place where people
Proud
gathering and
venue.
Use things, man. Don't stay away from that stuff, man. Stay away. Stay away,
they
man. They already
energy,
got it set up.
Aren't they using that energy? Well, they always have with those large crowds, the concerts. I know I used to see when Beyonce and her husband would put on a concert, I used to see the ritual, but they did it real settled. You know, I used to be like, oh, look at them. They doing a ritual. You know, so they use the energy from the people to do their rituals. I want to tell the family the number here is 323-642-1586. If you'd like to call in and sit at the mound table with us and give your input, if you have question or comment about the music, the tone, especially what's going on today, what is they in these portholes that's opening up? We are in a 11-11 energy that's here, so there's definitely portholes that is opening up here. So we're going to vibe on the tones of the Temptation, that love vibe that's here. Okay.
Hello. I'm still all alone. richest in the world. You will forever be my girl.
Vibrating with the temptation. And, you know, when we were talking about the movie Venom, and they was letting you know that one of the remedies is the tones and the sound. You know, it's like it doesn't matter. The creature, whatever they're doing, you raise your vibration, raise your tones, raise the sound. Listen to, you got to, that's why they, I think that's why they got that low frequency music going on here. So they don't want the youth to raise their tones and their vibration.
Interesting.
I don't know.
A lot of ways to look at it.
I mean, we could, it's like looking at that house and I'm looking in the back, you looking in the front, but we're still looking at the same thing. No wrong word.
Oh man, Bev, you know, hip hop is a very powerful force, and you know, you can see the I mean, you can see the its effect. At it has touched on so many, you know, on technologies and. I mean, man, you know, the turntable was a common thing that people had in their home to listen to records, but people, you know, putting together different little components and stuff to make, create different sounds of sound effects coming from your turntable and, your, and different receivers and stuff and microphones, you know, echo chambers and different effects that you get from all these little buttons and, you know, it's a hell of a creation, man, that has spread. And George Clinton took it to another level. And then now you have younger artists that's taking it to another level. But, you know, who didn't come up in the era where they have some kind of garbage that you gravitated to, even with your, you know, even with your beautiful stuff, you got some tragedy. Even when you're looking at beauty, there's some tragedy to it, too, you know. And so, you know, I don't know what to say about it. I can't judge it. I'm just saying, man. I've never seen it at this level. I've never seen people say that they gonna this how many body counts I'm gonna have by the time this album is done, right? And then you see, you reading reports that this person is wanted for murder for, you know, he already killed this many people trying to get to his mark before his album come out. Man, what? But listen, during the Kanye West interview on Drink Champs, he says Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash right by my house. He said Grand Theft Auto is real. Oh man. Oh man, y'all gotta pay attention to these numbers, man. Y'all go check some numbers on that brother right there, Gemini. That Gemini, ain't we in the 11th night? Sagittarius,
yes,
Gemini, back to back. Mm-hmm. Man, well, what is it, Scorpio? We have Scorpio and Taurus. Scorpio and Taurus, right?
Y'all go check them birthdays.
Y'all go check them birthdays. Y'all go look at them, do them numbers on them gentlemen's birthdays. Scorpio and Taurus. Y'all check it out. Big up to Tovah. Tovah hit that with that Venom in November. Man.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah, she was on point with that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, in Latin Nove is 9, right? We count that as the 11th month. Octa's an 8, and Nove is 9.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Dese is 10. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're
everything
still at 9-11, either way
connects.
You look at it.
Yes, yeah.
And that's the whole point.
It's all
that's the whole point. We plan the temptations, but look at the temptations' life. Just go back, just look at their life. And, who would have known if some of the information hadn't came out, they did the documentaries and the movies and stuff that told about the inside of the temptations. You know, we seen the outside, which was very beautiful, man. You know, we've seen the clean dress, the maneuvers, the choreography, you know, the hit songs, you know, the different band members. But, man, we didn't see the other side. You know what I mean? We didn't see it. And now that we've seen it and it's continuing to come out, each generation more and more comes out. For me, I learned not to judge it. It's all beautiful. You know, when you do the alchemy on it, man, it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful nightmare. And big up Miss Kim Weston. It's a beautiful nightmare. You know, she taught me about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, that's how I see it. You know, each and every one of us have a beautiful nightmare to talk about. So that's how I see the Temptations.
Right.
Now that I know their story, I love their music even more. You know, I love every crisp little drum. You know, people forget Cornelius Grant is still living, a living member of the Temptations, the guitar player. He'd been with them for many years, Cornelius Grant. He grew up not too far from here. And so, big up to Cornelius Grant. Yeah, he's still out there. You know, one of the founding members of the Temptations, so guitar player. So, yeah, you know, these brothers, man, they are phenomenal. You know, their story is phenomenal. I love it. You know, how they was in the Pam Grier era and, you know, so many greats wrote songs for them. You know, the dynamic duo at Motown, you know, all of the fabulous producers,
right.
Smokey Robinson writing songs for them. And it's just phenomenal.
Like, that's
you know?
What I
Lamont
call
Mac. Dozier.
Yeah,
they was creating it was going on. They had
yeah.
it. They had it. They had it stirred up, boy.
And
babe, do you remember the movie with Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby? Let's Do It Again? No, Uptown Saturday Night. I remember they was gambling in Detroit and Madame Zenobia's in the underground, and they got robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that movie?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Uptown Saturday
and
Night. You know they're supposed to be doing a remake of that.
Or are they? Okay. And I looked at
go ahead, babe.
And I see that they have a connection with Detroit there because the guy, the lead guy that was carrying the Venom, he wore a shirt that said Mumford. I sent my children. That's the school my children went to, Mumford High School. And he had the Lions jacket on. So it's a connection. They made a connection with Detroit.
Oh, is that right? Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, Bill. Man, it's a lot of angles, you know what I mean? I'm just fascinated, man. I'm just fascinated. You know, these times is ridiculous, boy. I'm fascinated. You know, and I read books back in the day about, you know, Marshall McLuhan. He wrote books about media and how the print press, the Gutenberg print press, how it changed people's mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, how the Industrial Revolution brought in violence and dust. You know, it says, the word says exactly what it did. It put things in dust. They start chopping down trees. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, mm-hmm. they start starting wars, just take people oil, poisoning in the water on purpose. And, babe, they found out, back to the mushroom, the oyster mushroom in particular, a particular type of oyster mushroom is what they used to clean, to do. Well, they did the research. I don't know if they actually came, it was allowed to do. But they found out that the oyster mushroom would clean up oil spills a good 60 or 70%. So I don't know. They were doing the studies back when the oil spill happened in the Gulf in Louisiana.
Okay.
And that's what they was experimenting with the mushrooms. I don't know if they ever passed it to actually, you know, make that a plausible thing for accidents that happen out there. But, yeah, that the oyster mushroom, anybody can look that up. The oyster mushroom to clean oil spills. It's fascinating. Mm. So just another aspect of that magical alien being called the mushroom, you know, many rooms in its cap up there, you know. Mm. Yeah,
right. It's umbrella
and the temptation and the umbrella. There you go, the umbrella, the king's man, the umbrella and the king's man. And you know, according to Kalindi, a lot of these movies in occult science movies are based on the mushroom. It's hidden. The Black Panther, the man, man, I'll tell y'all, it's a download, man. Well, if you don't mind, babe, I love to give these people this download to this radio show so they can hear Kalindi talk about the mushroom and the Black Panther. It's a Magnet Crystalline Pyramid, Brother Onk's radio show, and it's about 3 years ago. Okay. He had a brother on there named Rob Hinson, H-I-N-S-O-N, and his brother was a he was in the, bodybuilding, you know, with Lou Ferrigno and, you know, all them Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the day. He was in the bodybuilding and fitness, along with Kalindi. You know, he studied martial arts with Kalindi, too. But but they was in the comic. He's a comic book master. He's in the comic books, and they was talking about the real Black Panther is a brother named Serge Nebret. He's a brother from that was born in France. A brother, Serge Nebret, that the comic book, what's his name, Jack, Jack Kirby. Yeah, Jack Kirby. He based Black Panther off of that brother right there. The real Black Panther was a brother named Serge Nebret. Y'all look him up. Serge Nebret. That's the real Black Panther. The character in the comic book is based off of him. And they talk about that on their radio show, Magnet Crystals and Pyramids. Just look up the, and this is before the Black Panther movie came out. They was kind of like dissecting and looking at it from going into the Congo and getting a certain type of mushroom and taking it before they have battles. And the Kalindi talk about the different types of battles you have with snakes and lions and elephants. You take a certain type of mushroom before you do these battles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, yeah, it's deep. Yeah, y'all should check that out. So we're going to keep that, Kalindi, we're going to keep that vibe going because those are the realms that we need to tap into to deal with, with the coming onslaught of our children being here with this vibration that's going on. You know, we have to get them prepared to go to the next level and start to vision and meditate and see different realms and possibilities, you know. We're there.
Mm-hmm.
We're there now.
Yeah. And
so, yeah,
and I wonder
that's why
was,
ingesting
I
certain.
Wonder,
Yeah. Go ahead, Bear, please.
No, I was wondering might be how come. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you, Bear.
I was wondering, was it that, you know how I've seen videos of some of the guys in Africa where they could stand in the fire and the fire would not burn them. They could get shot. I've seen some of them got shot with guns. you know, and they bit the bullet, couldn't penetrate. I wonder, was that, you know, did they take some of the mushrooms and some more things that might have been from nature to take them there to that vibrate at that kind of level?
Yeah, you know, the Matrix is, the Matrix have a theme on that. And also, Bev, I just want to say that a person's imagination is so powerful. And this is what is what's studied and what people search out so they can actually ingest these magical realms of people's minds and brains activity. This is what's major, this is major study. You know, where you, these phones are listening to your breathing at night, studying your every, like, you know, you could tell somebody healthy and not healthy. You could tell somebody who wheezing at night, you can't hear because you knocked out sleep. But, you know, you, somebody snoring, boy, you tell them, boy, you were snoring loud. What? I couldn't hear it. Boy, you were sawing logs.
You
know what I mean? Say, some people have divorces and breakups because they can't take the snoring. You know, it get, you know what I mean? It's so bad. You know, it's a serious thing. And there, and you having health problems, and a lot of people, you need patience. You need people to understand what you're going through when you're snoring real loud or you have these different complications. It's real tough for some people. They can't deal with it. It's too much to deal with. They'll leave you. You know, and then, and then, you know, people have mental, it's a lot of mental issue. Mental issue is a serious thing today, Bev. It's not talked about enough. You know, it's a really, and you need somebody with, you need somebody with that can who can observe the situation before you make a move. You know, but a lot of people, since we have guns are legal and gambling is legal, we have Westworld. Westworld was set up intentional. It's intentional, babe. It's been set up. Are we running up a Westworld right now? Artificial people are in our. They've been amongst us for years. For years, they look so real. Smell like humans. They smell like They smell like human smell. They got it down to a science. You cannot tell.
Well, it always. If you
go ahead, babe.
You can. If you observe them, it always going to be something you can tell or you can feel. Because like that robot said that we was listening to, she said that they got it. In other words, they got everything down, but they just don't know how to get that soul. And I've seen some personally, and you look in their eyes, and it's, you don't feel nothing. I mean, when you talk to another human, it's some kind of vibe you're going to pick up from that human. But when you talk to one of them, it's just blank. It's nothing. You don't feel nothing. And then they, some of them have a little look in their eyes. Go ahead.
No, you're right.
Go ahead, Eric.
You absolutely right. Just like that time, just like we observed that fly that Hillary Clinton didn't get off her face, that fly. But but my point is, Bev, if they wear glasses, or you know, most your average person is still out to lunch, going to work every day, you know, just trying to get something to eat.
That's the distraction.
You know what I mean? They're not really. There's always a bunch of those that they can still keep the slave system going. But you know, there's millions of people are waking up, and if you good if you can detect one, you know, if you can detect one, that's good. But The next level is, man, it's figuring out how to deal with one of the robots, man. If they let one of these robots or creations on you, man, you have to figure out, man, how to get that thing off of you. And that's real.
But
so when they were showing you Black Panther, when they were showing you the, go ahead, babe, go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish your thought. Go ahead. No, I was just saying.
In Black Panther, they were showing me.
Your phone is on delay. Go ahead, Eric. Finish your thought. Your phone on delay.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. The in the vibranium, in the Black Panther, the weapons. They was dealing with them weapons in that was made out of vibranium in the Black Panther. You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, there's a certain type of rare forms that they look for that you know, it's against whatever they're trying to do. So, you know, for the human that can figure out, you know, how to work with the elements of the planets and the trees and the wind, you know, there you go. That's your antidote. And it comes from a particular individual that Robert X is going to deal with, you know. I'm paying attention to that. Mm-hmm. Like I told you, all y'all got to do is go watch the movie Dr. Sleep. Dr. Sleep is a real deep movie. It's based on the movie The Shining. It's real interesting, man. I promise you. Mm-hmm. I promise y'all, man. This movie is so deep, and it's going exactly where Dr. Robert X is talking about right there with that black feminine energy, man. That it's hard to deal with them for them. Is that whatever energy mm-hmm. they bring? So Dr. Sleep, man, is mm-hmm. based on that. Check it out. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, we live in some interesting times, like, man. It's crazy out here, man. This stuff is... Go ahead, Bea.
But, you know, Uncle Wes, you know, I mean, this is like development time for us, too, because if you don't get challenged, if you don't, I mean, how do you know what kind of magic you got? How do you know what greatness that you have? Unless you have to, because, you know, we get comfortable. What, the whole purpose is to distract us, to keep us from us so we don't know what we are or what we are capable of doing. And that's what all of this distraction is about. We are nature. Like you say, the answer is nature. Why you think that they're constantly trying to destroy nature? They're trying to destroy the planet. If they destroy the planet, they're destroying us because we are nature. And that's where the power is.
Yeah, you can
and
never destroy
creativity.
The planet.
Yeah, but they try and they just, you know, they just doing all, messing with the soil, blocking out the sun, doing all kind of crazy stuff, messing, cloning the animals. Doing stuff, you know, destructive stuff. But it makes us better.
I'm the biggest promoter of magic and the powers, babe. I'm not I'm not with that weak stuff. I'm not with victim. We victims and all that. That's garbage. But what I am saying though, I am saying, babe, that yeah, right. If your mm-hmm. enemy up the level on you, you know. In other words, you know, don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable. No. You think it's real? There's hardly any real food left, Bev. Today I ate all real food that came from the garden and the trees. Everything that I ate today came from the garden and the trees. Everything. That's very hard to find these days. One pomegranate costs $4, almost $5 for one pomegranate in the store, Bev.
Mm-hmm.
One.
I believe it.
You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Yeah. So I'm watching. I have my eye, you know, I'm not in fear of anything, but I'm paying attention to what's going on around me. And I see that, you know, if a person is already fearful of this and that, and the main thing is to eat every day. That's the main program. It's the stomach, the gut, the grand unified theorem. So if a person go in the store, what he been getting when he been getting for $20, you know, now it's hardly nothing in his basket for $20. And so that's an extra weight and a stress on a person. And I'm talking about real-time stuff, you know. Yeah, that's real-time stuff. So that's what we're dealing with, each and every individual. You just have to get them to relax and not just talk about it. But, you know, I've been in that situation, man. You can't talk, man. You just got to do it. Don't talk about it.
But
do
maybe.
It, you know,
also,
so, yeah.
But also, this is a way by you not able to be able to buy all of that food, that make-believe food, now is forcing you to fast. You know, I'm not saying starve. It's a difference between starving and fasting. And when you fast, I mean, you're going to tap into something, you know. And so I look at it that way. Whatever they're doing, it's always a benefit to it, you know, because I'm a firm believer that whatever there is a problem, the solution is right there. The remedy is always there. So by the food going up so
man,
high,
babe, you said
it's going to force you to fast. Uh-huh. firm.
Yeah, there you go, man. That's your mentality. Your mentality is firm. You see what I'm saying? You said you firm about it, right? And that's where you have to. That's where you have to be. But I guarantee you, Bev, have you seen the new zombie movies? Have the zombie can run extremely fast. So either you fasten on the spiritual side and getting something out of it, or your game better be up with these people that's out here, Bev. I'm telling you, they unleashing some stuff out here, Bev. That's not your normal type of thing. If something come up on you, man, I already had reports, man, out here in Texas, especially people just running up on people to get punched in the face and jumping in their car and taking off. And what's happening in many states? Big up to that brother out there in Atlanta, Georgia, who a young kid ran up in his car and jumped in his car and started to take off. The brother ran up on him with a gun, but he didn't shoot him. He actually took the brother out of his car and put his arms around him and talked to him. I think he bought the brother a meal and, you know, told him, man, don't try that again.
Okay.
Yeah, he could have killed him, you know. So, but this is going on in every state, man. This is going on. Something is to have turned loose, and these people are going mad, carjacking like never before. So you got to just. I'm just saying, just pay attention. You know, I know we're superheroes.
But in Detroit, they were doing this like back in the 90s. You know, they was getting people going to the gas station and come out in the car gone. You know, they had it bad here. So you know, it's been out there.
Right,
for a
I know
while.
They made moves about
spread
it.
Spread it more. It's probably a spread of But okay, let's get back to the
They made movies about that car exactly.
Yeah, there was rain going on. They was, but I want y'all to listen to this pure voice. Just listen to the tone of these voices, the harmony. This is what it's about here. Okay, I'm gonna put the Temptations back on. No music, just listen to the tones.
Sun is shining, there's plenty of light.
Hey, Angie.
The rain is dawning, sunny and bright.
Hey,
but after I've been crying all night, the sun is cold and the new day seems old. Since I lost my baby.
Since
I
met my baby.
Oh, since I lost my baby.
Since I lost my baby.
The birds are singing and the children are playing. Plenty of work and the bosses are paying. Not a sad word should a young heart be saying.
What fun is a poor when money a poor?
Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby.
Next time I'll be kinder.
Next time I'll be kinder.
Please help me find you.
Please help me find you.
Someone just remind her.
Someone just remind her.
She loves to help me find
her. I just love to help me.
Until I find her, I'll be trying
her.
Every day I'm more inclined to find her. Inclined to find her.
Inclined to find her, baby.
Determination is fading fast.
Oh, yes.
Inspiration is a thing of the past.
Oh, yes.
Can't see how my hopes gonna last.
Good things are bad.
And what's happy is sad.
Since I lost my baby.
Since I lost my baby. Oh, since I lost my baby.
Since I lost my baby.
I'm feeling so bad.
Ooh, I feel so sad. Since my baby is alone, since my heart is hard to carry on, I'm a lost as I can be. Since the stone I have.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you. Could make my dream come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it all. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have need her. 'Cause for once in my life, I have someone who
Temptations, as we all know, is a group that keeps coming up with one hit after another. And here they are singing their latest psychedelic track. Gentlemen.
Well, that ain't no We've introduced ourselves to you musically, and now we'd like to introduce ourselves to you personally. I'm Paul Williams.
I'm Dennis Edwards.
I'm Otis Williams.
I'm Eddie Kendrick.
And I'm Melvin Franklin.
All right. That's the Temptations. That's the Temptations. So what do you want to cap this up with? We have 12 minutes left. And
12.
What do you want to say, Ed?
12 signs of the zodiac. I don't know what you want to do, babe. You take us on now. You on point. I mean, man, that was fire. Especially that, I remember that Rick James, when they teamed up with Rick James. I'm telling you, that young energy.
Yeah.
Coming in with that elder energy. Man. And, right. And babe, they took the group. Notice the group energy is gone. The brothers who was dapper, dressing, you know, the dress.
Uh-huh.
And the group energy, man, that's out of here. It's all about the individual, you know. And so, yeah, man, we have to get the Aquarius is about the group energy and being crystal clear in your words and your thoughts. And so slowly, you know, we'll begin to get that back slowly. We just have to hang in there, you know. We have to adjust to the stuff that's coming here. We have to get some antidotes for the metal, heavy metal poisoning. Once we adapt to that, get on that. Go ahead, Beth. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not necessarily all bad. You know, all this is part of change. And especially when we go into different levels and things like that, you know, we surfing, you know, and that's, we changing, we moving. We don't stay the same. So it is
absolutely
all about,
that's right, baby.
Adjustment.
It's a birthing. It's a birthing. Y'all females know. It's a birthing. You know what I mean? It's birthing. Yeah. So yeah,
yes,
that's
yes,
right, baby. I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. I squeeze happiness out of myself, you know, in these different situations that I come up on the daily, like just like everybody else is facing. I squeeze some happiness out of myself. I make sure I find me a spot, you know, where I can, you know, go into my secret closet and come out on the other side in the Chronicle of Narnia, you know, communicate with something different than this frequency and be on that frequency until I come out in a smooth spot where I can just, you know, be myself. And I love that Denise Williams last week, free. Yeah, I just got to be me,
free?
You know,
okay.
Just free.
Right.
Yeah, that was fire. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, Bev, thank you again for everything. Let's let the Temptations take us out. And until next week, I think we're going to have Swords Witch joining us next week on the mound, Swords Witch. Yeah.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we'll keep y'all posted and tuned up with some more tunes next week, too. We'll keep that music going. Thank you again, Bev.
All
much
right.
love. Better love.
Thank you. Thank you. Better love. And thank you, listeners, for stopping by and listening to us and feeling the vibes of the Temptation. And I look forward to meeting with you guys again Monday or Tuesday. Better love.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. To say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.